This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
716 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Although I kind of wish we were still down on the poop-filled Willamette.
I know why, my friend. It's actually the same thing Kurt Ludwig, sales extraordinaire Kurt Ludwig.
Not a guy that was at my place of work drinking all day.
No.
He was not there.
Listen, I had my suspicions when he got back to the office, you know.
There's a little, what do the kids say, turnt?
Yeah, it reminded me of when I showed up to my house high as S on the weed, and I would try and play it cool.
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah. Like wearing sunglasses inside.
Do you think if we were still right next to the poop-filled Willamette, we'd get free parking?
You mean like
Like parking lot?
Yeah.
Like if this hypothetical situation were to happen?
Yeah. Do you think we'd get free parking? Because I'll walk the 10 blocks for free parking.
We would, but they would definitely be selling the rest of that parking lot during game day.
We just have a tag and then everybody else sells it.
100%.
We have to double park each other and I have to text you. You're in left field. I'm in right. It's like, Joe, I'm leaving early. And it's like, well, you can't because I'm behind you.
That would be.
And I'm staying till the end. And you're like, oh, crap.
That would be a terrible situation. Like you get out after the game and go back to the parking lot and someone's boxed you in.
Yeah.
Because
Joe got blacked out and decided to take the Max home. He was like, I don't want to drive. I'm going to take the Max home.
It was a big win. It was a big win.
So many abandoned cars.
Beat the Pirates 3-2 today. It's June 17th. Let's do this.
I used to live in that part of town. I love this idea.
Well, you know, I actually, you know, this studio here under the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge is a vastly better place.
Yeah. Can we just take this building and move it back over there?
But I liked the location a lot more.
Yes, I will. The building location, like where it was set, that setting, yes.
And we were in the back, so we had the best view of the river.
The walking trails, the running trails.
The Esplanade, as some might call it.
Those had some good views, if you know what I mean.
There was a lot of talent walking down.
Indeed, there was.
Sometimes jogging down.
Indeed, there was.
Jogging makes things move.
I can't imagine what it was like trying to host shows in that building. Because, you know, I produce, so I could easily, you know, press my buttons and easily just, oh, okay.
Press your buttons.
Huh? Funny story.
My buttons were pressed in a good way.
Funny story. I became the one simply because my back was to the window.
Ah.
Because if I was the two, I probably was going to like Tom Brady it and be terrible.
Well, and, you know, the professional that
there is. There's no Greg Olson going on down there.
The professional that is one Voldemort, Mike Lynch. Of course, he wouldn't get distracted by that.
No, never.
No.
No, the rich hotties running by? No way.
Now, Patrick, why are we talking about Southwest Waterfront?
Well, we bring this up because Zedell Yards are right down the street in the South Waterfront that has one entrance and one exit, has been potentially purchased by the Portland Diamond Project, and that could be the site of a future Portland Major League Baseball team. And I will tell you what.
They have signed their letter of intent.
They did the hats. They had the hats. There was, you know, Red Tail.
Terminal 2.
Terminal 2. And Zettel Yards. And they reached for the red they reach for the red tail and then at the last second grab that one. We're going to sit here and laugh about this, but there was Craig Cheek was on with the Primetime Boys today from 4 to 4:15. So you can go podcast that wherever you get your podcast. And he was actually really great. And kudos to Isaac and Jason for, you know, they can laugh and joke around and have the prime time and the club hour. But when it comes to real stuff, I thought they asked him very, very great questions. And if you go back and listen to it, they're all in on it. They're all in on this. They're trying to get ahead of Salt Lake City. They're trying to look ahead and line their project up with Major League Baseball. And what Craig Cheek said down there is it sounds like they're doing the best they can to make this happen. And I think a stadium on the water, like we are a city of bridges. There are two rivers that run through this town. And a city of bridges everywhere. They could be something fun like an Oracle in San Francisco or a PNC in Pittsburgh that lets you enjoy the city for what it is.
Yeah, I would say that out of all of the options, the places that have been thrown around, realistic options, I would say, because I feel like the Lloyd Center was kind of one of those lofty dream situations that there was just way too much red tape, way too many loopholes and things to get past to make that actually a viable option. The Portland Public School building, same thing.
I kind of liked that only because mass transportation was already there.
Again, as far as like location goes, those are both great ones as well. It's just a matter of like when we heard those, we're like, that's going to be tough.
They got max stops though down on the waterfront. Here
I know
too.
There was a snowstorm situation during COVID, and I got done producing Primetime. And there was, I knew I had to leave my car because I had the pickup truck and the truck wasn't going to make it home.
Yeesh.
And a good friend of mine.
You don't trust the Ranger like that?
Not in that situation. A good friend of mine, Isache, drove me down the road to the Tillicum Crossing and I got on a max that got me home.
Really smart way to go, buddy.
And I mean, I live in Vancouver now, but if I still lived where I did, in North Portland, I can get on the max and 10 stops later, I'm outside of the Moda Center. Now, if I ride that a little more, maybe change one, I could be in front of the baseball stadium. And I love that. The Tillicum Crossing. Mm-hmm. The only thing is if you are driving, that is a disaster down there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that whole neighborhood on like the other side of I-5, like where you need to get to the Ross Island. I mean, like,
yeah.
And yet, I mean, down there, there's room to work with for parking and everything. But as far as like side streets and getting out of that area,
there's only one way out.
It's like, yeah, going up McAdam.
Yep.
And going either, you know, I-5 north over Markham Bridge. Or looping back around and hitting Ross Island or going I-5 south. So there's ways to like get out of there, but there's really only one road to get out of there. There's also the road that leads past OHSU into downtown. But
again, I don't know if going in, nobody lives in downtown.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
And then is going to drive to that stadium.
Very true.
So it's like you, yeah, you might get out early, but you're going to be downtown and you still got to find a massive way to find somewhere else out.
One of the things that has been like the nice part about this announcement is the general like support about this, because when the Red Tail announcement was made,
everybody was like,
hell
oh
no.
Chapter 217.
And so I was just very much, I'm like, all right, what do you guys want? Like, what, like the fans, the future fans, the people who want this team, it's like, well, what the hell do you want? And at that point, it didn't seem like the Zadel Yards thing was even on people's mind when it was being talked about, this whole Red Tail thing. So the fact that this has now come back into the fold, again, outside of those other locations, this is the most, the best location, most realistic option that we now have. And quite frankly, I think it is the best spot to have a stadium. Like, the T2,
it's not very picturesque out there.
No, and just getting people up there, it's a little bit too far north for my liking. Not bad for us now in this studio.
Sure.
But T2, the Lloyd Center, again, I just don't think that was ever a viable option to begin with. Having it in a suburb, no. You know, I understand why that makes sense for some teams, but for an expansion team, having a stadium in the actual city is imperative, I feel. So again, out of like the viable options, and you didn't have too many, it seemed like, and this coming back into the fold, them working on this and making this happen, awesome spot. I don't know if you've been to the, what is it, the One Moto show that they have, I think in like May, June, but there's one of those big ass warehouses down there in Zadel Yards where they have a bunch of motorcycles and everything. Like, that warehouse in itself is huge.
Yeah, and the one with the Zadel, on it. Yeah,
and so it's like seeing that like up close, you're almost like, oh man, this is like, there's room to work with down there.
They used to build ships in that warehouse.
Yeah.
It's I'm a little biased because I used to live in the apartment right next to the Ross Island Bridge, like the cheapest one down there. But they had a studio apartment and we took it, and glad we did, because that spot in Portland, I really felt like we had access to everything with public transportation. I asked my wife to marry me on the Tillicum Bridge. Like, so, you know, there's spots for memories for people to make. That there's a beautiful park down there now. They've been working on the area. I think you'd have to, it would be some weird infrastructure improvements, like maybe like build another bridge across to the other side. Like, there's definitely improvement of access needed to that area. But you're right about the space. There's many parking garages that could be built. OHSU's been building on that area down there forever. And just looking at the skyline of right there, a baseball stadium, and then about a mile and a half, 2 miles up in town, the Moda Center. Like, is that not just perfect? Is that not what Portland is?
I think you're seeing a lot of things these days from some established teams. Like, the Braves' new stadium is kind of out in the burbs. It's in a little more residential area, and that's done really, really well. The Royals want to do the same. They kind of want to copy what the Braves did and kind of go out into the burbs and kind of find a good spot. However, I think in this town, and I will take a lead from Providence Park, that if you are going to create a new baseball team, a new high-end sports franchise, and you want people to go, I think it's got to be in the city.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be in the city.
Yeah.
And you got to find a way to make it in the city. The Red Tail space, we talked about it, 6 months ago? When you look at the development and what they want to do, that sounds amazing. But, bro, no traffic, that's a 45-minute drive from my house. To where no traffic to the south waterfront from my house is 17 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you want to build, if you want to create something like the Timbers have at Providence Park, where games sell out, the fans are diehard, I think you got to put it in the city. And I think this is the best outcome. Now, there's all the, will Major League Baseball choose Portland, blah, blah. I know there's all that. I don't need to get into that. We already know how we feel about that. Again, go listen to Isaac and Souk, primetime at 4 o'clock. They address all that. I don't need to get into that. I just mean as a fan, I think it's got to be in the city.
Yeah. Again, as an expansion team, that's what they're going for at this point. Like, this is, you know, and having Portland, like, something to get the city of Portland excited about. Like, and not so much like, hey, Portland, you're getting a baseball team. in Hillsboro.
It's on like, 217 where traffic sucks every day.
For the love of God.
Like, we get a WNBA, we're going to get a WNBA team. And that's great because they're going to play at the Moda Center. And that's right downtown. That's right in the heart of the city.
Yeah, they don't have to play at the Child
Center. They don't have
Center.
To worry about yeah. it. Yeah, they're not playing at the Child Center, which is out in North Portland and St. John's, which I used to live out there, and I love the Child Center.
Great.
I'm going to go watch Wazoo WCC basketball games out there this season, and St. John's is a wonderful little neighborhood. But if it's a major pro sport, like just hit me right in the city. Just punch me right there.
Now, what I'm curious about is what they are able to do on the east side across from the Telecom.
Agreed.
If they're
Agreed.
Able to create some more parking areas for there, you know, near OMSI, next to OMSI, if there's some buildings that they can purchase that can, you know, essentially give them more land to work with for parking there.
What about
there.
Like an underground tunnel?
And Isaac asked that.
Underwater
yes.
tunnel. Underwater tunnel.
Isaac asked that to Cheek. Isaac asked that to Cheek today. And he was kind of like, yeah, we would definitely look into that. So that because the Tillicum Crossing is a special place, it's just mass transportation and walking.
Yep.
There's no cars on it. So you could do that. But he was like, there could be a ferry, some kind of boat that just takes things across the river to drop people off.
I just got so horned up over
a
ferry.
Yeah, dude. Six to noon. Let's
ferry?
Go.
Oh, my God.
A party ferry. Yeah. That like lets you take what you have on, with you in there.
What you guys are describing is the most Portland thing I think that you could do. And having the city like building a ballpark out in some field somewhere as compared to on the water. I don't know about y'all, but like whenever this started, what, 10, 12 plus years ago, Portland Diamond Project opened this idea up. I thought stadium on the water. That was kind of, it was just like what your mind goes to, right?
Makes sense. PNC, yeah. Oracle,
exactly.
The whole shebang. You want to be down there.
God, I was already horned up. And then you said the ferry, and I was
dude,
like, oh, come on.
Straight six to noon.
Dude.
It's like a party bus on steroids.
This is, yeah, let's make this happen ASAP.
But as we always say, we'll see it when we believe it. I mean, right, 100%. Reverse that. You know what I mean? So that's the update on that. You know, we are the baseball show, so I figured we'd talk to you about that. But, you know, those guys that don't cover baseball like we do, boy, they just took all the wind out of our sails today. So I'll let you go listen to them talk about it. They're professionals.
What
We're
do they
just
know?
A bunch of idiots.
What do those guys know?